Bloomberg on the Economy with Mike McKee and Sarah Eisen.
Real estate. Now, someone who plays into the new home sales market is Toll Brothers. Doug Gearley is the CEO of Toll Brothers, and he joins us on the phone from their headquarters in Horsham, Pennsylvania. Doug, good morning.
Carol, how are you?
I'm doing well. Great to have you here with us. You and I have talked a lot about the housing market. And can we officially, do you think, in your view, call a bottom at this point?
Absolutely. We called a bottom 4 months after Lehman Brothers blew up. It hasn't come off the bottom, certainly as quickly as we had hoped in many markets since then. But boy, this spring, where you know most new homes are sold between late January and mid-April, has been the best spring season for Toll Brothers and I think for most of the other big publics in 5 years. So it can't say we're out of the woods and it's smooth sailing from here on out, because of course there's European headlines and elections and all sorts of things going on, but it sure feels a lot better than it has in quite some time.
So real buyers are coming back. They're not just kicking the tires anymore.
Yeah, Mike, they are. You know, we've had 5 to 7 years of pent-up demand. Everybody's been on the sidelines and scared, and you've got families that are been waiting to move on with their lives. You've got empty nesters that have been waiting to downsize. You've had a lot of new families formed where they're still renting. And so I think with interest rates where they are and with generally consumer confidence up and generally economic news better, and I know that's a very general statement because it seems to move every day now, but with all that building, you've got this 5 to 7 years of pent-up demand that is coming back out, and they're not kicking tires, they're real buyers.
Doug, you mentioned Europe, you mentioned certainly the elections here in the United States. First of all, Europe, we spend a lot of time, understandably, talking about Europe at this point. How much does that potentially weigh on your business in terms of psychology and sentiment?
Yeah, Carol, you know, the we sell expensive homes. Our average mm-hmm. house is $570,000. The other public builders tend to sell first-time starter homes down in the, you know, $250,000 to $300,000 range. So our buyers are buying their second, third, fourth house. They are more invested in the markets. I think they're more aware of the European headlines that are affecting confidence, that are affecting their own investments as the U.S. equities get hurt. So, you know, we don't correlate it day to day or week to week with those headlines, but there's no question that it affects the confidence and therefore the you know their psychology.
What about interest rates and the Federal Reserve? The, you know, the extended twist, they're keeping rates low, but is what they can do, 10 basis points at most, maybe going to make a difference in your business?
No, I think, you know, the great news is you can get a 30-year fixed mortgage, no points, for 3.5%. With you know, after tax, you're down below 2.5%. We're getting pretty close to zero. So the... You know, the impetus is there to go buy a house because these rates are incredibly low. I do think that most consumers understand these rates are not moving up in any time soon, and you know, the Fed has made that pretty clear. 10-point tick down? No, that doesn't affect the business because the rates are so low. If there was a risk of the rates going up, you'd actually have... that would actually help us in the short term because people would realize they need to get out now and take advantage of the lower rate. In the long term, we, of course, wouldn't like that. But, you know, for the next 12 to 18 months, I think everybody feels like the rates are going to stay plus or minus a quarter point. And so right now what the Fed is saying is not affecting our business. It's just consistent with what's been said for some time now.
Doug, what about the uncertainty about Washington and the outcome of the elections and the regulatory environment? We've talked a lot about companies kind of on hold, waiting to see what's going to happen. Are you guys on hold in terms of doing possible deals? Although I know you announced one this week in terms of a project in Brooklyn. But are you holding back on anything because of the uncertainty?
We are not. You know, election years historically have not really affected the sale of homes. You know, people—I don't think people put their decision to move on with their lives on hold while they wait to see who the next president will be. You know, there's implications in terms of capital gains tax and tax rates for the wealthier in this country, who we do tend to sell to. So, you know, we're certainly keeping a very close eye on what's going on. But, no, it's not affecting our strategy in terms of how we expand, how we buy land, how we run our business.
And let me ask you, you said that the spring selling season was good, but it was really late spring when we started to see the slowdown in hiring and some of the weaker economic numbers. Did you see a noticeable difference as the spring went on?
No. In fact, third week of May, we had our earnings call for our second quarter, which ends April, and we announced then that for the first 3 weeks of May, which was the first 3 weeks of our third quarter, we continue to see strength. And I announced last week at a Deutsche Bank conference that the next 3 weeks, so from the third week of May until mid-June, and we're now halfway into our third quarter, we have continued to see that strength. Now, understand that we do not sell as many homes in June as we do in March. That's just the cyclical nature of when, you know, new homes are sold. But year-over-year comparisons of May and the first half of June to 2011 continue to show strength.
Doug, we just have about 30 seconds before we have to take a break, but you did say also at that Deutsche conference that you guys are looking to grow your land base. Where specifically?
We're very opportunistic. We have about $1.7 billion between cash and a bank line to use. And so, you know, for us, both coasts, California, Seattle, and anything from Washington, D.C., really down to the Carolinas, and even today into Florida, since Florida had a good spring, is our primary focus. But we're also very bullish on Texas. Arizona's beginning to come back. We're actually looking at a few opportunities there. And believe it or not, we're buying land back again in the Detroit suburbs. But it's primarily both coasts for us.
And how in just 10 seconds, how much of that is your business at this point? Is it, are you just storing it, or are you actually going to start building on those properties?
No, we're not buying to mothball. We're buying because it works in today's economy with today's sales prices of homes. So we are, what we buy, if it has full permits, we're ready to go with it.
All right, well, we are going to continue our conversation about housing. We've been talking with Doug Yearley. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Toll Brothers. Coming up, Karen.
Listen to Bloomberg on the Economy weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2011.